6 months back here. I remember not shooting as much, because you would be the worst thing in the world either. In fact, it's a very good way to get to Iker Halachas, don't come and go and see it. Well, plus you're not so much, but to come and go and see it. And why is the impression? And I just want to take a little part of one mitzvah in Parsha, which many of you learned about Kama was a year or two ago, so something that might be relatively fresh in your minds. And that's the triple practice between Mchaybo v'chaveiro. Right? Halacha is that Mchaybo v'chaveiro, meaning if I hit another person, injure another person, so I am Mchayyav in Chamisha's Mor. That's the eighth paragraph of the Kama. I'm Mchayyav in Nezek. That's his permanent depreciation. We measure it by an Eved. How much is the Eved sold with the good arm, and how much is he sold with the broken arm? And then Sheves is a temporary loss of income because of hospitalization. Tsar, Ripoy, right? Tsar is the pain, and the Ripoy is the medical expenses, and the Vaishas is the humiliation. Chamisha the wife. And this is a unique rule, only by Chayil B'Chadil, by Maman HaMazik, if my shore gores somebody, I only pay Nezik. And similarly, if I'm Mazik property, I don't pay Sheves for property, I don't pay the lost income you could have made with your property. Right, so it's a unique rule, but the Halacha of Chamisha the Gorman is only if it's Adam the Adam. Right, the Adam is Mazik and Adam. If an Adam is Mazik ashore, a property, or a shore, it's Masik and Adam, there's only Nezik, there's no other that is involved. Now, what is interesting, though, by Chayil is that since when you hit somebody, you can also kill them. So it gets, there's a very interesting intersection between the din of Chamisha Devarim and the din of Kamei B'Rabbi, that when you're Chayil Misa, you don't get milk. And you're only going to have that consideration. When my shore kills somebody, I'm not chayav misa, so there's never going to be a kamei b'drabbanan for Jaru. And similarly, when I kill the killer, there's not going to be a kamei b'drabbanan. So it's precisely by chayav b'chaveiro where you're going to have that intersection. And of course, not only if you kill somebody, but you'll have the same problem if you're chayav somebody on Shabbos, or you're chayav somebody on Yom Kippur. So first, let's go back to a more basic issue. Now, the stipler, first sentence of Baba Kama has a whole interesting discussion. Is it usher to be Mazik property? What's the issue of that? I mean, the Torah does say that if my shore damages your property or if I damage your property, I have to pay you. Alright, but is there an isser to be Mazik? And if there is an isser to be Mazik, what exactly is the line? It's a topic discussion that is a Mazik a Dazik. There arise from kind of time. So you say that when I'm Mazik your property, I'm Ivernan, some type of neighbor. That's true. But I do want to point out that there is no question that even if there's some discussion, is there an Isra to be Mazik? It's a double question if there is an Isra to be Chayva. And if I'm Chayva somebody, it is unequivocally evidence that I'm Ivernan away Sasa. And that Moisasa is derived not from Parshas Mishpatim per se, but from Parshas Kiseisim. It talks about a Shaliyah Seisim and gives somebody 39 Malkas. So there's a law, our born the Akenu, Lo Yosef, do not add on to the Pesach Seisim. And the Gemara says that is a general Azhara in the Torah, that if you're Chayvel B'Chaveira, you are Eiver on a Moisasa. Now, the question then becomes, if I'm Ibram Alay Sasa, every time I'm Chayvel somebody, assuming I was given Asra, why don't I get Malkus? But I punch somebody out, at least if I created a Chabura, either blood or a Chabura, why don't I get Malkus? So the Gemara Kesubis explains that the Torah is Marga, we have in Russia, that Chayvel B'Chaveiro has to pay Tashlumin. And we then have another rule that says, whenever a single mice is machayev in both malchus and mammon, Kidei Rishasai says only one and not the other. Now, it doesn't say which one. Kidei Rishasai says, if a single mice is machayev in two punishments, you only get one. Now, we We then have a drasha that says, Chaylo b'chaveira yischayo b'tashlumin. So there we learn out that it's not money, not mothers. Now based on that, Gemara says a very interesting hitch. That is, let's say you're chayve on somebody, but the total damage to him is less than a shiur prudah, which, by the way, is quite kind. I mean, if I simply punch somebody in the arm, in a human black and blue arm, in point of fact, that is a chagala that's pachas mishiur prudah. He doesn't have so much bishus or tsar or mikun or whatever it be. So we know what Gemara says. Gemara says, if you're chayvel b'chaveir and pachas mishiur prudah, you get malchus. Because since you're not mechuyev in mammon, if it's less than shavu kruta, so you don't have kidei v'shasai, you get malchus.
This would be the same thing if the guy disappeared. The guy disappeared somehow. You were not able to pay him in any way.
Well, no, that wouldn't help. But then you can give him money to pay somebody like that.
That's what all
about. So it actually turns out, you know, if you think about it, since most people, I mean, listen, if I had a choice, I would rather pay, $1,000, $5,000, than get 39 malchus. Like 39 malchus, you know, hurts quite a lot. So you pick it. So the point is, if you hit somebody, be sure to hit them hard. Because if you hit them hard, you gotta pay the damages. But if you don't hit him hard, problems are good, you get 39 malchus for chayvul b'chaveira. Very important is that, because it's only the tashlumin that pachas you. By the way, just there were chagas. You may be asking the kasha, well, wait a second, if I have this drasha at Yom Shasa, that you don't get mammon in malchus. And we already know from other shiurim, you don't get misa in any other way, misa pachas. So you may ask the kasha, what about all those gemaras that say, gemara makas, if a person eats an amala, eat an ant, you can get 5 maltas. And in Chari, you do a single maisa, and you get multiple maltas for a single maisa. Why don't you apply the rule of Kidei Rishasa on that? Again, I'm not giving you an answer. All the time, you Shema Minah from this, that Kidei Rishasa does not apply to maltas and maltas, because that's simply the same punishment multiplied. Kidei Rishasi said you don't give two different punishments for one person. Malchus, you're simply increasing the same image in the name of Kidei Rishasi does not apply to Malchus.
I'm not clear. This kind of very minuscule chavola.
Yeah.
At some point, there's a touch, and at some point, at what point, once we're going less than Shabbat,
So here's the that's an interesting question. The question is, you have to make a chabura. Now, a chabura means either you're mitzi blood, or there's a black and blue mark.
Isn't that good?
So if you simply hit something, well, it's interesting. The question you can ask is, so you mean there's no need to slap somebody in the face? What am I labor on if I slap somebody in the face? And there's no black and blue mark, and there's no blood. It's a good question. I mean, it could be you're not labor on Layasif. You might be labor on Inas Tavarin. You might be labor on Yahapalev Kamoka. You might be labor on the Sisus of Kikinovavetha.
That blood of that kavura is going to be worth more than shavu kruta, presumed. Maybe not. But, I mean,
maybe it's going to be not. You know, not always. Tsar would probably be it. Yeah, tsar itself. Once there's a kavura, it might be wonderful. Tsar. Okay. Maybe it's not so common. I don't know. But it is true that you don't get malchus unless you're mitzi. You might see that. Now, here's the thing. The Mishnah Gobakama says the following. Mishnah Gobakama says that when you're chayvel b'chaveire b'shabbos, from chayvel b'chaveire b'shabbos, I am pater min atashumen. Why am I pater min atashumen? Because since when I'm chayvel is a malacha of Shabbos, and he might see that. Right? It's a malacha on Shabbos, so I'm chayvel misa. So the chi of Misa pacters me from the tashlumin, yeah. And the chi of Misa also pacters me from the malchus, meaning even though the normal reason you're pacter from tashlumin is because you're chayav in tashlumin, and here you're not chayav in tashlumin, but the Misa is going to pacter both of them, and that's because of kamlei b'gravei and kamlei b'gravei. Now, what about, what if you didn't get Hashra for Misa, though? What if you're not going to be put to death? So So we postulate, again, this is based on the Suvini Subis, that it's hard to understand this in Svara, that the din that Nisa Hajar's Mamu or Malkus doesn't mean you actually have to get the Nisa. Even if you did it Shokik, or even if you did it without Hashra, this is called Chayve Nisa Shagigish. Chayve Nisa Shagigish. And who had been made through that Hashra is Pater Menach Hashem. Right? So any Pu'ula for which you conceivably have could have gotten Nisa, your Pater Menach Hashem, even if the Maisa you don't get. Okay. So that's why Chayu B'Shabbos is Pater Menach Hashem, even though you didn't get Hashra, even though you're not going to get Nisa or Pater. Now, there's an interesting marshal, Yavshel Shlomi Bavatam, which is in the prison, that says the following idea. There's a Yisraelistic Rashi that says the following. Let's say a person is plunder from Tashlumin because of Kumle and Rabbi. Either he's Chayve or Shabbos, or let's say he killed somebody, but he was Korea clothing as he was killing, but he was Pater campaign for the clothing. So the Misa Pater's him from Tashlumin, even though it was B'Shogun. He B'Shogun, or not as well. But what if the damaged party, let's say Chayvul B'Shabbos, the damaged party was Tophis, he took money or property from the person, from the Mazik, equal to his damages. Is he allowed to keep his damages even though the person was punted on a couple of trouble? So it's a big Kiddush in Rashi. Rashi basically says that even when there is a patur of Kamla Vidravavi, the perpetrator is Chayav Lotzei Shlitei Shamayim. Basically, will not be ma'arishim for us, but he has a moral and spiritual obligation to compensate for the damage that he did. That's what Kiddush number one in Rashi. Kiddush number two in Rashi is that whenever there is a Chayav Lotzei Shlitei Shamayim, even if Basin is not going to force him to pay, if the victim was Tophis, lo makina mine. You understand that there are two separate conclusions in Rashi. Each one of them is a Kiddush. First of all, there's a Kiddush in Rashi that when there's a Keturah of Kamla Midrava mine, I am Chayav Lotzei Shnei Shamayim. That's Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two is, once I am Chayav Lotzei Shnei Shamayim, that will validate Tefisim. This is Rashi, this is not the Marshal. So, the Marshal says the following Kiddush in Rashi. It's a limitation in Rashi. That which Rashi says, Kavalei Bidrava Bidrava, is only a Bidrava Bidrava, but Bidrava Shemayim Chaya, is only in a case where the guy is not going to get the Chomer Dikat Mashiach, because it's Chayvei Nisa Shayim, meaning to say, he has to come like a dragon only because he did a Maisa that he's Chayav Misa, but he's not going to get the Misa B'Payel. But there's up to Marshal, when he got Hasra, and he's going to actually get the Misa B'Payel, the Misa is a Kapara Lagamri, and if the Misa is a Kapara Lagamri, even Bidei Shamayim, he has no Chiyav to make compensation, and if there would be Tfisa, up to Marshal, we would be using. So it's an interesting ha'ara that Marshal has in Rashi, that Rashi's din was only said in the context of Chayve Misa Shayyidin, but not where the Misa is going to be made the Rapayim, Marshal in
Is that going to make a difference with Maisna? The Rapayim Mamash, meaning that in theory, If nowadays someone was given Hasra and Eden, but Mike just couldn't kill him, not because he's not Chayav Lamaisa Lamaisa, but...
Yeah, the Marshal was not going to be asked to actually...
be on the field, be there.
And even if there's Hasra, that he's not
tactical. So even if he's not killed on a tactical, we don't have the best to do it.
So that case, too, still. Now, what is your normal default position? Meaning like this. If I go to Chavela, Mar Bukavish as a director, that once we know you don't give both, you do Tashuman and not Malthus. Okay, that we know. But what is your rule normally? In other words, normally, when there's Maman and Malthus, which one has precedence? So we have this Machlekes on the run. So Machlekes Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says, B'chol atar l'kula, we're out of Chayu B'chaveira, that Maman has precedence over Malthus. That's Ula. So Ula basically says it's the same thing as B'chol atar l'kula, because we're out of Chayu B'chaveira. But Rabbi Yehuda says not. Rabbi Yehuda actually says, B'chol atar l'kula, you're like the Eino Mishalem. Chayu B'chaveira is an Eino Zayim, right? That's also. So the Rambam and the Shulchan have all the places in Pasian, like Rav Yechanan, and that's a general rule in Halacha. Ula, Rav Yechanan, Halacha is like Rav Yechanan. So he Pasian, B'chola Trey L'Kula, Leike, Yeno Mishalem, Plus, they ate him zomim in v'chaybo v'chaberay, which is mishale v'yeno lech. So all of this is good. But here is the question. The question is this. When we say chaybel v'chaberay is mishale v'yeno lech, in other words, mamayim trumps malchus, is that only when the malchus is because of chaybo b'chaveira? Or even if the malchus is for some other reason? Consider this case. What would the halacha be? All right, we know from chaybo on Shabbos, on Tashem and Hashomim, that's because of chaybo b'chaveira. Okay, that's Tashem. What about chaybo on Yom Kippur? Now, chaybo on Yom Kippur, since it's not the Torah of Eichon Nefesh, and beating somebody up is half within the dinner of Mitzvah, it's not a Torah of Eichon Nefesh. So, we'll assume the following. Chaybo on Yom Kippur is a loisasa for which you're chayim malchus. Now, I do want to add one little idea that emerges from the Pesukei Rambam. That is, the normal rule that Malchus, like Rav Yochanan, Malchus Patris Mamon, that only applies if you actually get Malchus, meaning the rule of Chayve Misa Shegegen is only in Misa. Chayve Malkia Shegegen does that. So if I was Chayvel somebody I got with and I didn't get a swap for Malchus, for sure I have to pay. That's not the question. But the question is, if I was Chayvel somebody I got with, and I was given Hashara for Malchus, how would you handle it? Do I say that since we pass from like Rav Yochanan, that when you have Malchus and Maman normally, you get Malchus and not Maman except for Chaybo B'Chaveira, and here the lab is not Lo Yosef of Chaybo B'Chaveira, the lab is Yomtev. So B'Chiyah Yavtev, you'll get Malchus, and once you get Malchus, you won't have to pay, because I'm then going to apply the rule called Aleke Yomishalem. Or do I say that the Gezeira Sarkosim of Chaybel B'Chaveira L'Tashlumen doesn't just say that the Mamam overrides the Malchus of Chobel, but maybe the Mamam overrides any other Malchus? It's a very, very good challenge. How do I apply? In other words, I guess, given the fact that I have a general rule, like Rav Yochanan, that Malchus beats Mamanus. And then I have a specific rule by Chayvel, that Maman beats Malchus. What happens when the lav for which I'm getting Malchus is a general lav, not within Chayvel, but I was Chayvel? apply the Chayvel rule and say the Maman Patris Malkus? Or do I apply the general rule that says the Malkus Patris Malkus?
In other words, when a man comes first, who comes first?
I don't know if you're achieving
it, but you're always going to be exactly the same.
Is it not possible that he'd be Chayv both? Because the Malkus is coming from something separate from the Maman, so that's not going to override the
Maman. Yeah, yeah. So there, then you see from the number of studies, and you see from Chayv over Shabbos Kippur that way, that as long as it's Mevas Achas, as long as it's Mevas Achas, so even though they come from separate sources. So the emissaries, the Rambam writes, the Rambam seems to say the famous. He tells us Chayv over Mazik. Now the Rambam doesn't mention Chayv over Yatsuf specifically, but he mentions Chayv over Yom Kippur. Now Chayv over Yom Kippur is the identical problem. The reason is the problem. All doing the law on Yom Kippur is not a chiyuv yisur. It's a chiyuv karis. However, we don't passim. Karis does not cover tashmimim per se. Karis does not cover tashmimim, although there's aim on the other that way, we don't passim that way. But if you're given hashra, you can get malchus from chiyuv karis. So the Rambam says, Bepeirish, hachayvel v'yom ha'kipurim. Chayvel v'shabes, Dr. Rambam. And then the Rambam says, "Achayvel biyom haKippurim afilu b'mezid chayav b'tashlumin mi'ein olaykeh." Because Ribsa Taira chayav b'chaveru b'tashlumin. So what do you see from that Rambam? You see from that Rambam that the riboy that achayvel b'chaveru is chayav b'tashlumin and it knocks off Malkus. Is not only the Malkus of Chayvel, but even the Malkus of Yom Kippur. And who I think Yom Kippur, by my explanation. So, Rebbe Kibaker, that's the Valdi of the Valdi of Kasha. So, it's a Rechi and Godel Kasha. Rebbe Kibaker, that's the Rechi and Godel. You're not allowed to give a Teres. I say, this is the common Teres. Whenever somebody tries to answer it, so he's going to say, obviously, your Teres is wrong because Rebbe Kibaker would have thought of it. The Kach is a bit complicated. I hope let me go over the Kach a little bit. It's based on looking at the Shabbat Matari in the third paragraph of Ksuvus. And the Shabbat Matari in Ksuvus is following. We know there's a din by a Naira, that if somebody is Ma'anes or Mefata, Ma'anes or Mefata, a Naira Basula, a Naira Basula. So the halacha is, there's a Knas of 50 shkolim that are paid to the father. This is called knas. And the Mishnah says in Ksuvus that this would even apply if a person was ma'anes or mafata his own sister. Even though it's chiyuv karis, when we pass from chiyuv karis, it's not, doesn't pattern to shmishu. So the Gemara asks, how could you be chayuv for the ma'anes or mafate, your sister? The Mishnah says in Makos, Habal achoso, your chayav malchus. If you were given us, your chayav malchus. So if you're chayav malchus, like Rabbi Yochanan, we pass him, kala loge, amen, chale. How, we work with a little Rabbi Yochanan. Let's just focus on Rabbi Yochanan, because that's a little overly complicated. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara asks, how could you be chayav kenas if you're chayav malchus? And kol ha'loike, eino mishalom, except for chayav l'chaveiwe. This is a separate, this is knas, this is not chayav l'chaveiwe. So Rabbi Yechanan's teretz is the following. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Mishnah in Makkos, Bishteitzach, is talking about there was hashra l'malchus. So when there's hashra, there's malchus and not mammon. And the Mishnah in Kesubis is talking about he did get hashra. And remember, by Malkus, we don't say the rule of Chayvei Malkus Shei Din. In other words, the Gemara seems to give a very neat answer, meaning to say, when there's Malkus, there's no Mammon. But when there's no Malkus, there is Mammon. So when is there Malkus? When there's hashra. So the Mishnah in Makkos, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is talking about there's hashra, and in Machinami, when there's hashra. According to Rabbi Yechanan, this is not a terrorist, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, call out like a Eino Mishalim, because this is not Chayvul B'Chaveiwe, And I think the Pseudopus that says there is a Canas is talking about they didn't give him much of a notice. He just did it. And they not having that straw, the Malchus doesn't have to touch woman, then he has to go. The same thing to Gemara, that the Mishnah and Pesukos is talking about by his fruit. Now, Rebbe Kiveyer, following the Kabbalah of the Treasure, even though the Torah says, when you're Ma'anes and Nairon Suf, you're Chayav a special Kanas, you are high of other things as well, which have a din of money. In fact, and that class has been related to my father, everything else. You're high of what is called Boshes Ukugan. Now, what actually is Boshes Ukugan? Now, Kiveka says, and again, Rishayu says this, that Boshes Ukugan is just the normal laws of Chaim Ukhaber with a specialized vocabulary. Boshes corresponds to the Boshes of anyone that's been assaulted. And pagam is just a particular term for nezek, because again, a woman could be married off as a naira, and the father could get the money. And now that she's no longer a basula, her value in the market is less in the slave market or the marriage market. So pagam is nezek. Okay, the Mishnah service itself says that the din of ma'ida b'knas pasher only applies to the chamishim shnayim, and it doesn't apply to ma'ida b'knas. So it turns out, in every case of being ma'anes and sula, there is also a chiyuv ma'an of chayyo v'chayim. Now, if I say like the Rambam, that whenever there's a ma'anistic chiyuv of chayyo v'chayim, that's going to patter the malchus even if it comes from an unrelated love, then Rabbi Yochanan's teretz is not a good teretz. Because even, the question is this, the Mishnah Magus is here. Because even, but what does Rabbi Yochanan say? When they give him Hashra for Malchus, he gets Malchus. But that shouldn't be Magus. Because since when he's Ma'anus here, he has a chi of a Bajasukam, and Bajasukam is what? Chayvel b'chavei, right? The Chayvel B'chaveirai should patter the Malchus for Achoso, and once he's patter from the Malchus of Achoso, he should be Chayav the Kenas as well. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's teretz? That if it's his Shuvo, there is going to be Malchus and not Mother. Elamai, Rabbi Kiveyer says, Zekun does the following. Not that the Rabbi, that you see, that when does Chayvo v'chaveirei patur Malchus? Only the Malchus that's because of Lo Yais. But a separate Malchus, like Bo HaChayse, which is a separate love, that's going to be the general rule of Kol HaLeika in the Mishnah. So this is Rebbe Kiveyer's, Taina on the Rambam, that if I say like the Rambam, that Chayvo v'chaveirei patur's Legamri, any Malchus, then his Rebbe is not a text. Now, Rebbe Kiveyer then says, fine. Well, you might say, well, I'll give you a text. Because maybe we could be talking about a tzibur, where your Baal Lachaisai, and there is no Vaishas in there. In other words, see, if all you had was Kenas, then it works out well, because then the Malchus will pop you the Kenas. Because Kenas, right? Now, what would be a case where you wouldn't have Vaishas in God? So the Gemara says the following. Boshes is eliminated when she's a mafuta. See why? Because the embarrassment of the person is only if it was done against her will. If she agreed, then, you know, she was mochelis ahead of time. So boshes, you can eliminate by mafuta. But that doesn't eliminate pagam, because pagam is what the father loses. And pagam, the Gemara says, we could be talking about, either she's a shaytan, or maybe she's a son who has no father. So all the money. In other words, the basic idea is once you factor out the father, by a mafuta, there's no compensation at all. Although Kanas would still be your shaytan as a cousin.
You can still pick this one to her, even if the father was dead.
Kanas would go to her brother, so there's
the father's right.
But Rabbi Kiveyer says, if that's how you learn the Mishnah in Makos, then Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to say that the Mishnah in Kesubos is they didn't give Hasra. Even if they gave Hasra, it would be a chiyuv if it's not a good. but it does not capture the Malchus that's connected to our Chesed, and that is why Rabbi Yochanan and Tanakh says we can tissue go to Malchus, but we know she is Tashmuman at all, even on the Vaishas of God. So Tanakh is a, it's Tanakh is Tanakh Tasha and now the Rabbi. Mr. Rambam has a number of some other studies, which is sometimes the case. We sometimes actually find this, that the Achreinu might be a very long Shusharusa for the Rambam, but the Rambam had a whole different shot in the circuit. But if you ever look at the Shubos around it, where the Rambam himself answers contradictions, usually he does not reinterpret the sukkah in a totally different way. Usually he'll say something like, you're right, this sukkah says not by me, but I'm saying another sukkah, which says like, in other words, one of the chilukim between the Rambam and other Rishonim, the Baalei Taisvis in particular, is the Baalei Taisvis, their derech is to reconcile with the emperors. Their derech is, I mean, once the Baalei Taisvis surrenders, it says it's a machlekes hasidus, but the derech chalal, the whole mahalach of Taisvis is trying to say that what looks like a stira can be reconciled by giving certain chilukim. But among earlier Rishonim, they were often willing to simply say that different Gemaras took different positions, and they were much more willing to say Machlokas HaSukis. And therefore, yeah, this Gemara says not like I'm saying, but I'm saying on this Gemara. The Rik himself does that one. The Rik himself, who often be Machriya Halacha, not like for Emperor Yestira in the Gemaras, but by simply saying it's Machlokas HaSukis, and I have variants that this other study is more important. So in reality, and the Rambam himself often goes that way, so you often see the Rambam in Teretz,
it's a silly question, but there's no way even in Sfar to move the Knas just to something, you know, this Knas is special, unique Knas.
Yeah.
But there's no Hadura what the Knas really is to find this. Couldn't it be pushed into a Boshes of the Gam, kind of like extra, like a Shimmer Boshes?
Yeah. It seems to be a Knas. Characterized a different way, but it seems to be a kenas almost on the Beinot of Mamakam level. You are Chalal of Ash Yisrael, so the Teres Makam, the kenas. But when the woman's father dies, the kenas goes to her brothers, goes to the earth, and not to her. But she's a kenas, she gets, and if she's a Mephut, remember, so if she's a Mephut, there's never a Bashis. There is begam if the father's alive, but not if the father's dead, because they don't have the right thing. In other words, the Yorshim don't get the Pagan because they don't have the right to be Mechadish, so they don't have the right to sell her. So she would have the right to sell herself, the right to marry herself, so she would get the Pagan. And the male, if she's in the Pagan, she's Mechadish on all of this. So that's just one thing in the Bible, the country of Kivedra at Sarachim. This is from Kivedra, is in Chesh of Mishpah. But if you look at the he actually doesn't say it, he doesn't bring it, but he makes him ask the cash on his own, and the footnote says to go to Kibetra. So it's very strange why the Michael Skinner didn't bring the cash on his own. Maybe because of the Kibetra, I don't know. So that's not even the Mori itself. But the Michael Skinner was the Chavim to the same says yes, and dump certainly takes off the malchus of chayim. The question is, should it take off the malchus of a chayim?
Oh, that's the
That's the malchus of a chayim. Well, that's right, because Rav Yechanan said, that when the Mishnah in Mato says you get malchus for Baal HaChayzah, he's talking about your Hashira for HaChayzah. So if the Rebbe says, but why should that malchus take off Chayzah when Chayzah takes off? Why the Chayzah, the Hashlum of Chayzah certainly takes off the malchus of Chayzah. But the Rambam says he even takes off the malchus of something else, like HaChayzah. Now, let's say I hit a guy many times. I hit a person many times, a second, and the first Chavalah, he must have created a case where the Shia of Maman arises before the Shia of Misa. I'm trying to think that you're not Mimanashim, you're not Maitzitam. You're not Chayim on Shabbos until you're Maitzitam. You're not chayav tashlum until you're mitzvah dam either.
Stage as the Maisa
become a chayiv. You're not just chayiv misa for the last molecule of air before it lands. You're chayiv misa for the whole pu'ula on yimsheches. And therefore the pu'ula on yimsheches is a chayiv misa. That's story number one. Story number two is that since once you shoot the arrow, you couldn't take it back, it's only because it's irrevocable that we look at the malacha as starting from shooting the arrow. Meaning, is it because you need the beginning to make the end a malacha? Or is it because the beginning, the process cannot be reversed? So the Gemara gives two different reasons why there's a chiyuv of tashlumen. I'm sorry, why there's not a chiyuv of tashlumen, but koreya shemayim.
I'm not clear the second story. So just because you could, what's your story? Well, why is that?
No, you have to go close. Because you have to look. You have to look at the shooting of the arrow as a chalak of the final malacha because it couldn't be stopped at that point. So therefore, it's one mice and you can't look at it two mice. So then the Sina says these two terutzim will be enough to mean that in our case, assuming you can apply the misa rule to the amount of knowledge. We'll assume that. Because if I hit somebody five times, and the first four is pachas misharapim, and the fifth one makes everything now a cumulative shavah pruta, if I say that the idea is, since I couldn't have done the damage with number five without the first four, that makes the first four part of what's machayav even tashlumen. So even though I wasn't chayav tashlumen until I did the fifth one, but once I do the fifth one, we look at my shield and thinking I did all four, then it would be just like the case of Koresh Yimayim. And in such a case, I would say the Tashlumen of number five parted you from the Malkus of the first four. But if I said that that Svar is only true, then it's not possible to be Chayzer, since by Hakos, you could have stopped at any point. So in such a case, we done it like five separate maisim. On the first four, you're chayav malchus. On the last one, you're chayav tashlumen. So the entire malchus is in. So this is what it says, that it's not so far in halacha what the reason is. In other words, the paiskim paskin, the din of the Gemara, that if you're zorak ches and you're kareya shivayin, you're taka potter. But if you bought the Gemara itself, there's two different kindness, that would have enough kamina for this particular.
How do you add up the different Kabbalahs at different times? And what makes it not like completely separated actions? Like, if I hit somebody one day and then I hit them a little bit the next day, that's not how you're going to start.
I don't know why it wouldn't be the start. I mean, what's the shit?
You say that like I made a womb that it only became of that much of a bayou because it was a womb before.
No, that would be the shiur of Sirah. No. The shiur of Sirah is. I didn't mean to suggest if I hit you today and it's less than a shiur pruta, and then I hit you 3 years from now and it's less than a shiur pruta, and I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say that the siva at the end, why you did suffer a b'chas of a more than a pruta, was because of the effect of all the b'chas.
He must lose.
He has a wound that was created because he was hit five times. The wound itself was created by five hakas. So if I go with the svara, that since you can't have a hanach without an akira, so we reckon the akira as part of the maisam chayav misa, then I would reckon each hakah as part of what made that chabal.
You just pay moment, and that's it. Between the first svara, you just pay moment.
And then you only pay moment. But
why does it matter if the malchus, even if the malchus came later, why would it override the money once it becomes? Why if the malchus came first, isn't it? Why would the malchus came first?
If the malchus came first, it wouldn't override the money. You would do both. In other words, the general rule is, unless you have this sort of Gemara, that when the two oshim come at two different times, you do both. Come like the gravine is only a patur when it's simultaneous. So your general rule would be, if I'm first chayav malchus, then I'm chayav mamon, I get both. unless you say the pe'ula that was mechayev malchus in effect became the pe'ula that was mechayev.
It's just a question of if you're going to get malchus and money, or if it's just going to be just.
Just one.
So, he's coming out with, he's giving this example of this three-time situation. He's asking, well, but you said that the dinner's positive, we'd get both. Or that's not what
that's his question. That's what he's asking.
Should you get both, exactly, or should you go
ahead? Should you get both, or should I say, since I needed all five to be Machayu?
It doesn't come to Maskana. It doesn't come
to Maskana.
He's
saying,
how do you find
this thing? He's calling on the two Lashinas that are by Kovei Yeshiva. Thank you.